You know, sometimes I feel like my brain just gives up when I'm juggling too many things, like cooking dinner, answering a question from my kid, and trying to remember tomorrow's presentation.
Exactly. That's because working memory has limits. We can't hold everything in one giant mental ball, so we break things into steps. Chop veggies, then sauté, then check slides, then go back to the conversation.
True. And it feels so natural, right? But it's actually a really powerful trick. Our minds don't try to leap over the whole problem at once. We string little moves together into a flow.
And agents benefit from that same flow. If you ask an intelligent system to do a massive request in one go, it's like telling yourself to play a full symphony perfectly the first time. Messy results.
Right, but if you break it down, each step builds on the last. The whole thing comes out smoother and more reliable.
Think of it this way: our brains can hold maybe seven chunks at once. Any more, and we offload into sequences, like solving math on paper, line up digits, carry over remainders, step by step.
And that's thanks to the prefrontal cortex, isn't it? Like a conductor, keeping violins and cellos in the right order so the music doesn't collapse into noise.
Exactly. Without ordering, thought is chaos. With it, you get a melody. That's what agents need too. Don't dump the whole symphony. Give it the sheet music in parts.
So let's say I ask an agent, read this market report, find insights, spot trends, and write an email.
If it tries all at once, something slips. Maybe the email is fine, but the trends are vague, or the insights are sharp, but the tone is wrong.
Like throwing everything into a blender.
Exactly. But if it flows step by step, first summarize, then highlight top trends, then pair with evidence, and finally draft the email. Each piece builds carefully, and the result feels deliberate.
You know, this sequencing shows up everywhere. Writers outline before drafting, chefs prep before layering flavors, teachers explain step by step. Even in conversation, we build turn by turn.
Nice examples. It's all about breaking it down, stringing it together, and letting the flow carry you.
And in design, this flow mindset has perks: clarity, accuracy, flexibility, and even human likeness.
Yeah, each step can be debugged, errors get caught earlier, you can plug in tools along the way, and the whole process just feels more natural.
Imagine a pseudocode version. Summarize the report, extract top trends, format evidence, draft the email. Instead of one giant leap, it walks stage by stage.
Exactly. The polished results we admire aren't from instant perfection, they're from stepwise thought, each part flowing into the next, just like how the brain strings ideas into action.